From the Sky News Centre at 7, Michael Gove has called the management of Thames Water a disgrace. The Cabinet Minister has been reacting to claims Britain's biggest water supplier could put up bills by 40%. It's struggling to repay £15 billion of debt after shareholders refused to stump up. Mr. Gove believes the company needs to take responsibility.
The answer is not to hit the consumers. The answer is for the management team to look to their own approach and ask themselves why they're in this difficult situation. And of course, the answer is because of serial mismanagement for which they must carry the can.
Thames Water is accusing the regulator of making its business plan uninvestable. A cryptocurrency chief has been jailed for 25 years for what's described as one of America's biggest financial frauds. Sam Bankman-Fried stole at least £8 billion from customers and investors when FTX folded in 2022. Four Tory MPs and a billionaire donor have been honoured by Rishi Sunak. Philip Davis, who is married to Esther McVeigh, has been knighted, along with Farming Minister Mark Spencer and donor and senior treasurer Mohammed Mansour. Former Sports Minister Tracy Crouch becomes a dame, as does Treasury Committee Chair Harriet Baldwin. Around 600 Border Force officials at Heathrow Airport are to go on strike over changes to shift patterns. They'll walk out for 4 days from the 11th of April. The Queen's handed out Maundy money on behalf of the King at Worcester Cathedral. Charles was unable to attend the traditional pre-Easter service due to his cancer treatment. He sent a recorded message reaffirming his coronation pledge to serve, not be served. Pam Bishop was one of the recipients of the unique coins.
I'm in the middle of chemotherapy treatment myself, so I actually said to the Queen, give my best wishes, I understand what it's like. And she said, you're looking very well.
Newcastle midfielder Sandro Tonali has been charged with misconduct for allegedly breaching FA betting rules. The club says the 23-year-old is cooperating. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, very good evening to you. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. Thanks, as always, to Darren for another excellent 98 Not Out. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour.
Chosen hands to make me blue with some other guy
opening musically with that one tonight, because Monday will be the 40th anniversary of his tragic death. He left us on the 1st of April 1984 in tragic circumstances. The late, great Marvin Gaye, of course, and I heard it through the grapevine. Now, I normally don't mention our local women's non-league sides until the second half of the show, but I'm going to change that this week because hashtag United Women had the biggest game of their short history last Saturday afternoon, when they took on Newcastle United Women in the FA Women's National League Cup final played at Luton Town's Kenilworth Road ground. And following them down to Bedfordshire was our own Andy Gardner, and he is going to tell us what happened right now.
The hashtag United success story continues as they have won the Women's National League Cup final here on a dramatic afternoon at Kenilworth Road. Fully deserved too, after coming from behind after that early Newcastle goal. It's finished 2-1 here at Kenilworth Road just before the presentations. Newcastle got off to the better start after 16 minutes when inexplicably Malika Pindia diverted across into her own net, and you feared for hashtag at that moment. But they're only behind for a couple of minutes when Macy Nichols let fly with a volley from outside the area, which found its way into the corner for 1-1. Hannah Greenwood was causing some trouble for Newcastle. She had a good chance of 29 minutes, she put wide, but then hashtag has Georgia Griffin hooked over just before half time. Second half was a really good game, end to end. It could have gone either way. Katie Barker was a constant thorn in hashtag side. She had a great chance after 53, one-on-one with Frankie Angel, but Angel saved. Sammy Rowland also had a great chance for hashtag on 66, put through, saved by Donnelly. It really could have gone either way at that moment, but the key moment came after 72 minutes, and it was hashtag a substitute, Phoebe Williams, who hadn't been on too long. She connected with a Rowland cutback to ultimately score the winning goal. Rowland, named woman of the match, should have put the final to bed. A couple of chances towards the end, one-on-one that she put wide, and Newcastle had claims for a penalty when substitute Bailey Gale, going for a rebound, went down in the box, but nothing given. But history made for hashtag. It's a great afternoon for them here, coming from behind in front of a big crowd at Kenilworth Road, 3,719. They're about to collect the cup in a moment, marshalled brilliantly by Grace Gillard, the captain. And just going up to collect the cup now. So well done to them. It's finished here at Lanark Kenneth Road. Newcastle Women 1, hashtag United Women 2.
Absolutely superb stuff. Delighted for hashtag women. Congratulations to them. And it was quite a feat, because although they're going well in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, they're currently in second place behind the leaders Portsmouth. They were up against their part-time, remember, and they were up against Newcastle Women, who were full-time professionals. And in the Northern equivalent, the Northern Premier Division, they are currently 12 points clear at the top of the table. So that was a fantastic achievement for them. A very big well done indeed.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, moving on to our look back at the men's game in non-league football for the last week. We'll come back to the women a bit later on And on Saturday, it was goalless draws for both of our local sides in the National League. Southend United drew 0-0 with Woking at Roots Hall. Apparently, that was a quite tedious affair. And there was a goalless draw for Dagenham and Redbridge as well. They hosted Oldham Athletic at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. And Albert also finished goalless. Tuesday night saw Southend back in action. They travelled to the West Midlands to take on Solihull Moors, who are currently in the playoff spots, and a really good win for the Shrimpers, who ran out 3-0 winners on the night. So a superb result for them. They're 10th in the table after that result. Dagenham and Redbridge currently 12th. Chesterfield were crowned champions on Saturday following a 3-0 victory over Boreham Wood, and they returned to the EFL next season for the first time since 2018. And Bartlett, Bromley, Gateshead, Solihull Moors, Altrincham and Aldershot Town are currently in the playoff spots. At the other end of the table, it was the end of the road for Oxford City. They are relegated after only one season in the National League. They lost 2-1 at AFC Fylde, and that, combined with other results, consigned them to the drop. So they will be back at step two next season. Just above them, Dorking Wanderers, Kidderminster Harriers and Boreham Wood all still in with a chance of survival. It's quite tight in the bottom half of the table, actually. There's any number of teams who could still get sucked into it. Both sides have five or six games remaining. There's a couple I can see there, Wealdstone and Ebbsfleet. They've both got seven or eight games left, though. Moving swiftly on to the National League South, and Chelmsford City in second place made the most extraordinary comeback at Taunton Town on Saturday. They were 2-0 down. Jermaine Francis pulled one back for the Clarets on 38 minutes to make it 2-1 at half time, and that was how it stayed until second half injury time, when Charlie Ruff, who has been so prolific for the Clarets this season, scored twice in the 93rd and 97th minutes. So the final score was Taunton Town 2, Chelmsford City 3. And although the Clarets are 7 points behind the leaders, Yeovil Town, and Yeovil have a game in hand, it's not completely impossible that they could still claim the title. However, Yeovil travelled to Braintree Town on Saturday, and they ran out 1-0 winners. Also, Aveley were in action. They beat St Albans City by 2-1 at Parkside. After former Chelmsford City player Sean Jeffers had given St Albans the lead in the 53rd minute from the penalty spot, Aveley replied twice. Ikechi Eze, just after the hour. And Razak Coleman de Graft scored what turned out to be the winner in the 67th minute. So Yeovil top, Chelmsford second. Braintree, despite that defeat to the leaders, remain in third place. And the other sides in the playoff spots, Hampton, Richmond, Borough, Maidstone United, Worthing and St Albans City. Aveley, they are currently in ninth place. At the other end of the table, bottom side Dover Athletic as good as relegated now. Haven at Waterlooville, Eastbourne Borough and Taunton Town in the relegation zone. Dartford climbed out of the bottom four following a 1-1 draw at home to Hemel Hempstead Town. So Taunton have now dropped into the relegation places.
Sweetheart, listen. I know the last few things just haven't been good for the both of us, and I've caused you a lot of grief. But put those bags down, okay? Before you make a decision like that, please just listen to me, because I don't want you to leave. I definitely don't want you to leave. Just hear me out. Next time.
7 Strength Derby, if you let me stay. I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too, that's Phoenix Sport. Every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. And aside from hashtag United Women and their cup final, our other featured match on Phoenix Sport on Saturday came from the Isthmian Premier League, where Billericay Town, after having a thoroughly dismal run of results, which has seen them drop out of the playoff places, were hoping to turn things around when they hosted Wingate and Finchley at New Lodge on Saturday. There to watch the action for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patton reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Two last gasp goals from Zach Newton and Joseph Bouchy ensured Wingate and Finchley piled more pressure on a depleted Billericay Town with a 2-1 away victory. Billericay fans wouldn't have wanted to be late for this one as they asserted their dominance early on. Stevenson put them on the winning trail on 10 minutes as Frankie Merrifield drove down the left flank before crossing for Stevenson, who calmly slotted into the corner. Gary McCann's side were eager to make amends following their poor enough form, and Stevenson was again involved, but his inviting cross failed to meet a player in blue. Ahmet Rifat's playoff hopefuls took time to muster a response, as Elliot Long was inches away from an equaliser, but his driven effort was parried away by Dan Wilkes. They continued to probe and nearly went in at the break level as Ramar Garrett Douglas's curling effort produced an eye-catching stop from Wilkes. The hosts were still in control but lacked penetration in the final third. Stevenson came close to netting his brace 7 minutes into the second half, but was unable to direct his effort on target from Merrifield's cross from a tight angle. Even though Wingate struggled to summon much of a goal threat in the second period, they sprung into life in the dying stages, and Newton silenced New Lodge after he smashed home from Elliot Long's through ball. The visitors piled more misery on the Blues as Chuck Wu's cross fell into the path of Bouchy, who struck the killer blow 8 minutes into additional time. It finishes here, Billericay Town 1, Wingate and Finchley 2.
So more disappointment for Billericay Town, but leaders Hornchurch have taken two big strides towards clinching the league title this week. First off, on Saturday, they travelled to East Sussex to take a Whitehawk, and they won by 4-0. All of those goals coming in the first half. Femi Akinwande in only the second minute, he scored again on 19. And the other two goals were scored by Liam Nash in the 11th and 26th minutes. And Hornchurch were back in action against Concord Rangers, the bottom club, at Bridge Avenue on Tuesday night. And they won by a goal to nil. They did leave it late, though. And it was a goal from Jack Taylor, who is back at Hornchurch on loan from Sutton United. Steve Morrison, former Hornchurch boss, has loaned him out to the Urchins until the end of the season, and he scored the only goal of the match in the 97th minute, just as Concord were hoping they had clinched a valuable point. But getting back to Saturday's matches now, and as well as a defeat for Billericay Town, there was also one for Concord on Saturday, and it's going to be increasingly difficult for them to avoid relegation now, one thinks. They travelled to Lewis, and they took the lead through Harrison Day, who scored from the penalty spot in the 19th minute, before former Chelmsford City player Chris Whelpdale levelled for the hosts on 35, and they scored Lewis, that he scored a winner just before the hour, and they ended up winning by 2-1. Concord, they've still got games in hand on some sides, but they are currently 15 points from safety at the bottom of the table. Kingstonian, Haringey, Borough and Margate also currently in the bottom four. Billericay in 8th place after that defeat. And at Park Lane, meanwhile, Canvey Island faced Hashtag United, and it was a 2-2 draw. But Canvey had led 2-0 at one point. Eddie Johnson putting the goals in the lead on 27 minutes. Bradley Satch made it 2-0 on 36. Toby Morilaren pulled one back for the Tabs just before half-time. And Alex Teniola scored an equaliser 4 minutes from time, so it finished 2-2 there. Hashtag currently in 12th place, and Canvey only a couple of places above the bottom four in 17th place, but they are 12 points clear of Margate, who are the side currently fourth from bottom.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So now we move on to step four, and there was some Friday night football at the Brentwood Centre Arena, where Brentwood Town were hosting Maldon and Tiptree. Yours truly went along to that match, and you can hear my full-time summary now. Final score at the Brentwood Centre Arena, Brentwood Town 3, Maldon and Tiptree 2. Promotion hopefuls Brentwood Town moved up to third place in Isbia North as they claimed all 3 points in a well-attended Friday night encounter, 406 at the arena. Brentwood took the lead in the 10th minute after visiting goalkeeper Luca Collins failed to clear a Ryan Reed cross before Mackie McKenzie rounded him and placed the ball into the net to make it 1-0 to the hosts. But 7 minutes later, the Jammers were back in the match, mounting an attack which resulted in George Smith firing the ball past Blues goalkeeper Melvin Minter to level the scores. Then, after the restart, there was huge controversy as McKenzie was fouled whilst bearing down on goal, for which Maldon and Tiptree's Lewis Jags received a straight red card. Although the foul looks to have been inside the penalty box, referee Daniel Ripton awarded a free kick right on the edge of the area despite the protest of the home players, which was fired over the bar by Shannon Gandu. Blues had a few other chances to score during the first half, none more so than just before the interval when Andrew Friedman, in front of goal, narrowly failed to connect with another Reed cross from the right, and so the score remained 1-1 at the interval. Brentwood were the side very much in command early in the second half, and their dominance paid off in the 58th minute after they were awarded a free kick right on the edge of the area. Freeman's superb effort curled around the Jabbers' wall and passed Collins into the left-hand corner, and Keith Rowland's side were back in front. Then with 19 minutes remaining, a powerful strike by the impressive Reed made it 3-1, and by this point it looked increasingly unlikely that the opposition would find their way back into the match. And just after the game entered injury time, Brentwood nearly had a fourth goal when a cross from Marlon Agyakwa found Ngandu at the far post, who narrowly missed. Then with 4 minutes of time added on, Harry Honesty pulled one back for the visitors with a header, but they didn't have any time to create anything further. So the Blues took all 3 points, and they have another big bash on Tuesday night when they host fellow High Flyers Bowers and Pitsy. Maldon Tiptree dropped to 9th place after this defeat, and with just one victory from their last 6 league matches and 8 games remaining, their chances of making the playoffs this season in the ESPN North now look rather slim.
Apologies if I sounded a bit bunged up during that report. It turned out to be rather a cold one at the arena on Friday night, and I was a little bit chilly afterwards, but you got the general idea. Final score then, a 3-2 victory for Brentwood Town. Moving on to Saturday's action, and another side coming in the playoff spot, Bowers and Pitsy hosted Bury Town, who also in the playoff spot in third place. Great win for Bowers. Matt Price scoring the only goal of the match 4 minutes into the second half, his 13th goal of the season, giving the home side all 3 points. Incidentally, there's a new face at Bowers and Pitsy. They have signed defender Rahman Karim on dual registration. He has arrived from Faversham Town of the ESPN South East, but he is still registered to them. I think that's the manager, James Collins, ex-club, actually. Moving on, Heybridge Swifts still have hopes of forcing their way into the playoff picture. They won 2-0 against Grays Athletic thanks to 2 goals either side of half time from Ross Wall. Grays incidentally have a couple of new faces in their squad. They have signed midfielder George Craddock from Brentwood Town, and also defender Jack Wilson from Concord is a new face in Darren Manning's side. Defeat over Basildon United. They travelled to Ipswich Wanderers and lost by 2-1. Callum Fitzer gave them the lead in the 58th minute, but within the space of 6 minutes, Ipswich Wanderers had replied twice, and they ended up taking all 3 points. It was a 0-0 draw for Redbridge at home to Wroxham, and it finished Walthamstow 0, Brightlingsea Region 2. Jake Thompson and Teddy Collis with goals in the second half for Region. So looking at the league table, it looks like this. Lowestoft Town are back on top. They played Felixstowe Moreton United in the game of the day on Saturday. Felixstowe had moved above them in the table, but Lowestoft took all 3 points, and they are now 2 points clear of Felixstowe. Bury Town just behind them in third. Brentwood Town in fourth, and Bowers and Pitsy in fifth. Brentwood attempted to stage their game against Bowers and Pitsy once again on Tuesday night, but it finished up being abandoned due to a waterlogged pitch in the second half. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, Basildon United hosted Bury Town. Callum Fitzer was on the score sheet for them. Again, he scored just before the half hour, but Bury replied 3 times and took all 3 points, winning 3-1. Witham Town travelled to the Bottom Club Stone Market Town, Rock Bottom Club, still yet to register a victory this season. And they were held to a 1-1 draw, though. Witham Stone Market picking up only their 6th point of the season. Frederick King was the scorer for Witham just before half-time, but Stone Market equalised from the penalty spot just after the hour. Hamish Smith travelled to Wroxham on Tuesday night, and that was a goalless draw. There's one game last night. Brightlingsea Region travelled to Goulston and they won 1-0. Kai Fletcher scoring the only goal of the match in the 69th minute. So, having gone through top five, Heybridge Swift currently in sixth place, but Walthamstow are seventh, Basildon United are eighth, Maldon Tiptree in ninth, Brightlingsea Region 10th, Witham Town are in 13th place, Redbridge are 15th, and Grays Athletic are in 16th spot. Moving on to the Southern League Division 1 Central, and Waltham Abbey were in action on Saturday. They were at home to Stockfold, and it was a 2-1 win for Abbey. The visitors took the lead in only the third minute, but either side of half-time, goals from Prince Domofrie and Jason Hallett gave the home side all 3 points in a 2-1 victory. And they are still in the playoff spots. They are currently in fifth place with just the 5 games remaining, and they are 4 points clear of Cirencester Town, the club who are currently in sixth place. Moving on to step 5, and just going to run through the Essex Senior League results this week. Friday night saw Ilford draw 1-1 with West Essex. Saturday saw the following results: Buckhurst Hill 0, Little Oakley 1, FC Clacton 0, Wolford Town 2, Frenford 0, Sporting Bengal United 2. Housedy Town 0, Barking 1, Romford 2, Cogshall Town, the bottom club, already relegated 0, South Walden Town 1, Athletic Newham 0, Stanbury Rovers 4, Great Wakeham Rovers 1, Tilbury 2, Hubbridge Sports 0, and White Ensign 0, Takeley 2. Tuesday night saw Great Wakeham Rovers travel to Frenford and pick up a 3-0 victory, and Tilbury, the leaders, drew 1-1 with Barking. It was one game last night which finished White Ensign 3, Buckhurst Hill 1. There were some Everton Cup ties as well. West Essex 0, Wolford Town 3. That was on Tuesday night. And last night, Romford 1, 5-2 at Housedy Town. So Tilbury, 10 points clear at the top of the table. Odds on for a return to step 4 year after their relegation from the East Wing North. They've got 5 games left. Wolford Town are in second, Romford 3rd, Barking 4th, and Sporting Bengal United are 5th. Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, meanwhile, Stansted drew 0-0 at home to Milton Keynes Irish, and as a result, they dropped into 15th place. And looking at step 6, the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. One game on Friday night saw May and Baker draw one all with Clapton. Saturday's results were as follows: Basildon Town 3, Burnham Ramblers 2, Benfleet 5, St Margaretsbury 0, Cannonswood 5, Barkingside 0, a goalless draw between Clapton Community and Hackney Wick, Dunmow Town 1, Hoddesdon Town 4, Hutton 8, North West London 1, Newbury Forest 0, Enfield Borough 3, and Wormley Rovers 4, Harlow Town 2. Tuesday night, Southend Manor travelled to St Margaretsbury and they lost 3-2. And also, On Wednesday night, it finished Tower Hamlets 0, St Margaretsbury 2. I've just read through completely the wrong set of results. I did the ones from the week before, forgive me. So let's start again, shall we? Bernard Ramblers lost 4-0 at Broomsdown on Saturday. It finished Clapton 0, Wormley Rovers 6. Hutton lost 3-2 at Enfield Borough. Hackney Wick beat Newbury Forest 3-0. Basildon Town drew 1-1 at Hoddesdon. Benfleet picked up a 2-1 win away to North West London. Clapton Community won 5-2 at Parkview. Southend Manor beat Cannonswood 2-1. May and Baker lost 3-1 at St Margaret's. Margaretsbury, and Hollow Town 1-2-1 at Tower Hamlets. Monday night, Benfleet picked up a 1-0 win at Newbury Forest. Tuesday night, it finished Burnham Ramblers 1, Barkingside 3, and Wormley Rovers 4, Basildon Town 1. There was one game last night, it finished Tower Hamlets 0, St Margaretsbury 2. So, after those results, Benfleet remain top of the league table, 3 points ahead of Wormley. Harlow Town are in third, Hutton fourth, Clapton Community currently in fifth place. Quick look at the Thurlow non-Division 1 South and the Essex sides in that league. Holland picked up a 1-1 draw away at Framlingham Town. Harrison Parks had beaten 4-2 at home by Holbeach United. Stanway Pegasus were beaten 1-0 at home by Distown, and there was a home defeat for Wivenhoe Town as well. They lost 6-3 at home to FC Parson Drove. But Wivenhoe were back at home on Tuesday night against AFC Sudbury Reserves, and this time they drew 2-2. And Harrison Parkston on Tuesday night faced Needham Market under-23s at Royal Oak, and they won 3-1. Top five in the Division 1 North currently is Great Yarmouth Town, top of the table, Framlingham second, Stanway Pegasus third, Holland in fourth place, Cornard United are the side in fifth. Going to do our women's roundup very soon. After we've heard the cover song from Crowded House, this is called Oh Hi.8:21 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this show is the Non-League Hour. Just let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM tonight after I've finished. Gareth Williams is along at 8 o'clock, as per usual, with Bumper to Bumper, his regular trawl through Indian alternative sounds from the 1960s onwards. And that's followed at 10 p.m. with the Night Shift Country and Americana, presented by Madeline Madeline Christie, and this week Madeline's guest is outlaw country artist James Dunn. She is going to be talking to him between 10 and midnight.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, on to our women's roundup and hashtag United Women. We heard all about their fantastic League Cup win earlier. So, no league action for them this week in the Women's National League Southern Premier Division. But Billericay Town women were in action. They were away to Cheltenham Town Ladies. They lost by 4-2, though, and they are currently in 9th place. Hashtag back in action in the league this Sunday at home to Cardiff Ladies. And Billericay Town are at home as well. They host Oxford United Women at New Lodge. Moving on to the Eastern Region Premier Division. Bowes and Pitsy Ladies had a thumping win against the bottom club Kings Lynn Town Ladies, who are still yet to register a victory this season. Bowes and Pitsy won that one by 6-1. Barking weren't in action on Sunday, and neither club has a match this weekend. And taking a look at the Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South, last Sunday it was a 3-2 win for Stanway Pegasus Ladies. That was way to Billericay Town Women's Development side. Hutton Women won 3-2. That was against Cheshunt Women. A win for Southend United Ladies. They were away to Watford Ladies Development, the league leaders, and Southend, who were in second place, won by 2-1. Very good win for them there. And also Lawford Ladies, they were winners on Sunday as well. They travelled to Wadsden Park Ladies, and they won by 2-1. No matches in Division 1 South this weekend. Meanwhile, in the London and South East Regional League Division 1 North, there was a defeat for Clapton Community, currently in third place, but they hosted Sport London East Benfica, the league leaders at the Old Spotted Dog, and the visitors won by 3-2. Hackney, meanwhile, coming in eighth place, they travelled to Denham United, and they lost by 2-1. Neither of those sides were in action this weekend. And finally, just having a look at the Essex County Women's Football League Premier Division. There was a mixture of league matches and cup ties last Sunday. House and Reserves Women beat Romford Ladies 3-0. Tigers Ladies beat Toby Ladies by 4-2. Those were both league matches, but it was also League Cup quarter-finals. And league leaders Chelmsford City through to the semis. They scored 5 against Corrigan and Cosmos Women without reply. Colchester United Women are through as well. They hosted Stanway Rovers Ladies, who are currently 4th in the table, and it finished 2-2, but it went to penalties and Colchester won the shootout 3-2. Also through to League Cup semi-final, Southminster United Ladies, they played Bowes and Pitsy Ladies Reserves and won 1-0. And Frontiers Ladies, currently second behind Chelmsford City in the Premier Division. They are out, though. They were beaten 5-1 away at Sudbury Sports Women. Going to take a look at the men's fixtures coming up during the coming week very soon. A bit more music now. This is Thomas Hedden, Georgia.
It's not a name, but it's still a state. I've never tried to act as straight, then talking to her, it's been alright. I wouldn't say that she's got good taste. She always hates the guy she's dating. Oh, look at her, she's that type.
But she's so sweet and she's so good, but I won't ever be in her neck of the woods. Down in Georgia, down in Georgia. Yeah, she's so nice and looks so good. I would see you only if I could. Down in Georgia, down in Georgia. Georgia's where I should be. I always wonder if she'll text me back. She's almost giving me a heart attack. I'm falling for her, but how could I not? I'm tempted just to get on a plane, anything just to see her face. So I want her, I want her, I want her with me now. And everybody knows that she's so sweet and she's so good, but I won't ever be in her neck of the woods. Down in Georgia, down in Georgia. Yeah, she's so nice and looks so good. I would see you only if I could. Down in Georgia, down in Georgia. Georgia's where I should be.
To Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the fixtures for the week ahead, and as we head into the Easter weekend, there's plenty of opportunities for you to go and watch non-league fixtures. There are either men's or women's games tomorrow, Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, and there are some fixtures on Easter Monday as well. Top of the pile, really locally, the FA Vars semi-final first legs with both Romford and Great Wakering Rovers flying the flag for the Essex Senior League. Romford at home in their first leg against Lincoln United. And that's at Rookery Hill, of course. And I know for a fact that's going to be one of our, or a feature match on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. Andy Gardner is going along to that one, and he's going to bring us half-time and full-time reports. I do hope these games go ahead, because it doesn't look like the weather's going to be too fantastic this weekend. So hopefully it won't be rained off. Great Wakering Rovers, meanwhile, travel to Worcester City. They've both been drawn against Step 5 clubs. The return legs take place the following Saturday, the 6th of April. And we wish both Romford and Great Wakering Rovers the very, very best of luck. On to the National League, where fixtures are taking place both tomorrow and Monday. Tomorrow, Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Boreham Wood. Southend United away to Ebbsfleet United. And on Monday, Dagenham and Redbridge face Ebbsfleet at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. And it's Southend at home to Boreham Wood. Meanwhile, in the National South, tomorrow, Chelmsford City face their old rivals, Dartford, who need points for very different reasons. They're currently battling against relegation. Abley travel to Hemel Hempstead Town and Braintree Town away at St Albans City. Monday sees Chelmsford travel to as good as relegated Dover Athletic. Averley host Hammond and Waterlooville, another struggling side, and Braintree reaction at Cressing Road. They are at home to Hemel Hempstead Town. It's been Premier League. There's a few fixtures taking place tomorrow, and one of them is Concord Rangers, who are at home to Carshalton Athletic. It's an evening kickoff tomorrow at 7:45. Saturday sees Hornchurch will be hoping to edge one step closer to the league title as they take on Wingate and Finchley at Bridge Avenue. Billericay Town will be desperate to turn around their dismal run of form as they travel to Dulwich Hamlet. Hashtag United awaits at struggling Kingstonian, and Canvey Island are at Whitehawk. They're all 3 o'clock kickoffs. And Easter Monday sees some local derbies. Billericay Town hosting Concord Rangers at New Lodge. Canvey Island take on Hornchurch at Park Lane. Hashtag United are at home to Haringey Borough. And moving on to the Isthmian North. Saturday sees, is all weather permitting, of course, Basildon United versus Brentwood Town. Bowers and Pitsy at home to New Salamis. Brightling Sea Region travel to Enfield. Grayswood, Goulston. Maldon Tiptree host the leaders Lowestoft Town. Redbridge away to the bottom club, Stonemarket Town. And Whittam Town, they're at home to Walthamstow. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. And there's plenty of games on Easter Monday as well. These ones are all 3 o'clock kickoffs. Brentwood Town versus Whittam Town. Brightling Sea Region host Stowmarket Town. Grays Athletic against Bowers and Pitsy. Haybridge Swifts host their local rivals Walden and Tiptree. Basildon United are away to New Salamis. Walthamstow, meanwhile, host Enfield. Southern League Division 1 Central, meanwhile, sees Waltham Abbey in action on both Saturday and Monday. They are away at Bedford Town, who are currently in second place on Saturday, and they're at home on Monday afternoon at 3. They host Hertford Town at Cappershots. Moving swiftly on to the Essex Senior League. Some Friday night football, Ashton playing fields with Woodford Town taking on Stanway Rovers. Saturday sees Barking host Frenford. Cogshill Town already relegated at home to Buckhurst Hill. Hubbridge Sports take a wide Ensign. Little Oakley against FC Clacton. Saffron Walden Town face Sporting Begley United. Takeley versus Housley Town. And leaders Tilbury are at home to West Essex. Tuesday night, there's three games. Great Wakeham Rovers play Frentford. Saffron Walden Town at home to FC Clacton, and Stanbury Rovers, they will be hosting Takeley. And also, looking at the Spartan South Midlands League Premier, also at Step 5. Stansted have a home match on Saturday. They host the bottom club, Saltbridgeworth Town, who sadly for them have only won the one match this season. So Stansted will be hoping for all 3 points there. Incidentally, Stansted have lost Essex Club to win the FA Vars 40 years ago, back in 1984. So both Romford and Great Wakering Rovers will be looking to be the first ones from the county since then. Finally, just going to run through the fixtures in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. A couple of Good Friday night games. Barkingside against Parkview and Maine Baker versus Hackney Wick. Saturday, these are all 3 o'clock kickoffs. Benfleet take on Clapton Community. Dumbo Town face Basildon Town. Cannonswood against North West London. Bernard Ramblers travels to Enfield Borough. Harlow Town face Clapton. Tower Hamlets away to Hoddesdon Town. Newbury Forest versus Southend Manor. Monday. This one kicks off at 1 o'clock, Burnham Ramblers versus Leaders Benfleet. The other Easter Monday matches kick off at 3, Basildon Town versus Barkingside, Clapton Community face Tower Hamlets, Hackney Wick against Harlow Town, Southend Manor at home to Wormley, Rovers and Cannonswood away at St Margaret's Bury. There's one on Wednesday night as well, Clapton at home at St Newbury Forest. And in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, meanwhile, Holland are away to FC Parson Drove on Saturday. Harwich and Parkston travel to Framlingham Town. Stanway Pegasus are playing Dustindale and Helsden. And also Easter Monday, there were some games. These are all 3 o'clock kickoffs, or both 3 o'clock kickoffs, I should say. There's only two of the Essex sides. Harwich and Parkstone are home to Witten United, and Stanbury Pegasus away to Haverhill Rovers. I would check to see where the matches are still on before you set off to them, though, if you're planning on going to a game this weekend, because it doesn't look like the weather is going to be too kind to us. So another non-league hour has come to an end. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I'll be here with another one next Thursday. We'll be well between 7 and 8pm. I hope you can join me for Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. I'm here between 3 and 6pm with all the sport going on, and plenty of great music in between as well. So join me for that if you can. In the meantime, do enjoy your Easter weekend. And I'm going to sign off musically now with Kate Bush, who is running up that hill. Bye-bye for now.